It's Monday, September 13th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. After Malaysia's new prime minister was sworn in, he drafted 4 new Sharia laws, including a bill to control and restrict the development of non-Muslim religions, reports International Christian Concern. In the Muslim majority population of 33 million, 3 million are Christians. Open Doors lists Malaysia as the 46th worst nation in the world for the persecution of Christians. On September 9th, Malaysian Christian leaders criticized draft proposals to restrict faiths other than Islam, saying the measures should not be put to a vote. While the details of the proposals have not yet been published, this particular bill would affect the rights of around 40% of Malaysians who are non-Muslims. Among them, nearly 10% are Christians. Ephesians 6 verses 10 and 11 says, "Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes." With COVID cases surging and deaths now 5 times higher than just a month ago, President Joe Biden is requiring tens of millions more Americans to get vaccinated, reports NBC News.
"We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us. This is not about freedom or personal choice. It's about protecting yourself and those around you."
The president is ordering nearly all federal workers and employees of contractors that do business with the federal government to get vaccinated within 75 days, eliminating their option to be tested instead of getting shots. Employees who refuse could be punished, even fired.
"If you want to work with the federal government and do business with us, get vaccinated."
While initially reluctant to issue mandates, the president's aggressive new plan requires vaccinations for 17 million healthcare workers at hospitals and other sites that receive Medicare or Medicaid funding. And Biden is now pressuring private companies too, directing the Labor Department to require businesses with 100 or more employees to ensure their workers are fully vaccinated or provide a negative test each week. That will impact 80 million Americans. Companies that do not comply could face fines.
"We're going to protect vaccinated workers from unvaccinated coworkers."
At a 9/11 anniversary ceremony on Saturday in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, former President George W. Bush reflected on the attack by 19 Muslim terrorists that killed 2,977 Americans and caused 25,000 injuries.
"For those too young to recall that clear September day, it is hard to describe the mix of feelings we experienced. There was horror at the scale of destruction and awe at the bravery and kindness that rose to meet it. There was shock at the audacity of evil and gratitude for the heroism and decency that opposed it. In the sacrifice of the first responders, in the mutual aid of strangers, in the solidarity of grief and grace, the actions of an enemy revealed the spirit of a people, and we were proud of our wounded nation."
President Bush expressed his gratitude for our veterans and those serving today in the military.
"Let me speak directly to veterans and people in uniform. The cause you pursued at the call of duty is the noblest America has to offer. You have shielded your fellow citizens from danger. You have defended the beliefs of your country and advanced the rights of the downtrodden. You have been the face of hope and mercy in dark places. You have been a force for good in the world. Nothing that has followed, nothing, can tarnish your honor or diminish your accomplishments. To you and to the honored dead, our country is forever grateful."
And President Bush recounted the heroism of those passengers aboard Flight 93.
"20 years ago, terrorists chose a random group of Americans on a routine flight to be collateral damage in a spectacular act of terror. The 33 passengers and 7 crew of Flight 93 could have been any group of citizens selected by fate. In a sense, they stood in for us all. The terrorists soon discovered that a random group of Americans is an exceptional group of people. Facing an impossible circumstance, they comforted their loved ones by phone, braced each other for action, and defeated the designs of evil. These Americans were brave, strong, and united in ways that shocked the terrorists, but should not surprise any of us. This is the nation we know.
And finally, the Christian film Show Me the Father hit theaters nationwide this past weekend. It highlights the powerful testimonies of fathers who discover that embracing their Heavenly Father helps them become the best versions of themselves for their children, reports the Christian Post. The Kendrick Brothers movie features brothers Stephen and Alex, several NFL coaches and athletes, and Pastor Tony Evans.
Your perfect Father in heaven can change the trajectory of your life.
Each man walks through his own journey with fatherhood, showing how all of their stories eventually led them to God, the ultimate Father. Stephen Kendrick said, quote, "Even though fatherlessness is directly connected to so much brokenness in today's world, we wanted to go beyond traditional documentaries and show how God is the perfect Father and can amazingly provide the love and healing to anyone at any stage in life," end quote. Ephesians 6 verse 4 says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." Watch the trailer and get tickets to a theater in your area at showmethefathermovie.com. That's showmethefathermovie.com. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, September 13th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.